5 years ago, 2019, thieves were on the loose in the South Cariboo, according to one local business that had lost over $300 worth of product to thefts in late August of 2019. Lee's Customs Floors had been the victim of flower thefts that had taken place on North Horse Lake Road over the summer. Then-manager Janet McKenzie stated that it was not the first time that the business was targeted by vandals. Lee Peters, the owner of Lee's Custom Floors, typically stayed on site at all times, which was effective in deterring thefts or acts of vandalism. During his time out of town, however, the flower baskets had disappeared from their hooks in front of the store. 10 years ago, 2014, the Royal Canadian Legion Branch No. 260-100 Mile House had pulled out all the stops when they hosted and welcomed a group of motorcycle riders who were participating in the Military Police National Rally, which had helped support the Military Police's Fund for Blind Children and the Children's Wish Foundation. Then Legion President Bob Wangenstein stated that 11 riders visited the South Cariboo during this side of the trip in the cross-country ride from Victoria to Gander, Newfoundland. Wangenstein had met the riders at the Legion branch in Clearwater and helped escort them to 100 Mile House. 25 years ago, 1999, 100 Mile held its preschool Olympics on August 26, which was stated as one of those fun-filled days where kids and parents alike could participate in a host of activities. Numerous booths had been set up to provide parents with information from various community resource outlets, and kids had the opportunity to meet with Smokey the Bear and talk to forestry firefighters, as well as ambulance attendants. Games included a diaper change race where children of varying ages showed how fast their parents could change their soggy pants, as well as a stroller dash and other events. 50 years ago, 1974, the Pollution Control Branch, PCB, could have possibly required the construction of a recycling facility at Noranda Mines in order for effluent discharge that was at the time being dumped into Boss Creek, according to a letter received by then MLA Alex Fraser. Fraser had received the letter after he had protested with the PCB, stating that, to avoid delay in the commencement of construction, we have also ordered the mines to prepare plans for recycling of tailing pond supernatant. At that time, the tailing ponds had held effluent discharges into the watershed. However, the letter did state that even with the construction of said facility, it is very unlikely that total recycle could be achieved at all times.